Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
As pressure mounts in the United States for the release of all of the Epstein files, there are many, I suppose, wondering what exactly these files are and what information do they contain. Now, to discuss all of this, I am joined by victims' rights attorney Yasmin Meyer, who is representing some of the survivors of Jeffrey Epstein. But before we speak to Yasmin, one survivor, Lisa Phillips, was one of those who was calling for the release of the files at a press conference earlier today. Take a listen.
Together today, survivors begin our own fight, the survivor revolution. And we intend to change this nation for the better. If you're a survivor who wants to join us, please reach out. And to anyone who benefits from the current system, intentionally or not, remember this. Alone, yes, we are afraid. But together, we are feared.
Together, they are pretty fearless, I have to say. Yasmin Meyer, you're very welcome to the Hard Shoulder. Let's start at the beginning. Why is it so important that all of these files are published?
Hi, Kira. Pleasure to speak with you. It is absolutely essential that these files are released. And the reasons are, it's a matter of basic decency to the survivors who have been wronged over and over in the past 6 years since Jeffrey Epstein was arrested and killed himself in jail. And it's a matter of restoring public trust to the public who demands answers that they very much deserve.
I see House Speaker Mike Johnson, who said he is going to support the bill today, saying that this is a political show vote. And the issue has become a bit of a political football in the United States. How difficult has that been for survivors?
That has been extremely challenging for survivors. They have been on an emotional roller coaster for years, from the time that they were abused and they were silenced by Jeffrey Epstein's powerful connections and the influence that he made very known to them, to all of the investigation that occurred in 2007 that resulted in a sweetheart plea deal where Epstein was allowed to continue abusing women while he was even still wearing an ankle monitor, to being arrested in 2018, where he quickly resulting in killing himself rather than being held accountable in any meaningful way. So to see that even beyond the grave, he's still being protected by the influence and the powerful connections that he made very known to these survivors is extremely disappointing and discouraging and quite disturbing to the survivors. But even despite that, many of them rightfully continue to hold out hope that there will be moves in the right direction and that the right thing will be done for them.
And you say there is hope now. How confident are you as their lawyer that these files will be published in their entirety? Or do you believe that the White House, if it gets to that point and this comes before Donald Trump, that they will find a way to block this or to redact these files in some way?
I must tell you that I am skeptical that we will see a full release of the files, as much as I believe it's essential and it's absolutely necessary. And the reason for that is that only a few days ago, there was opposition from the United States president. There was opposition in our institutions to releasing these files. And we've gone back and forth from releasing the files and speaking of that to opposing releasing the files. And now the timing of this new call to release the files is disconcerting because it seems to have only happened after it became quite apparent that Republicans in the House of Representatives were going to break ranks and to vote for the release of the files. So the timing of this reversal, it's welcome news, but we're still a long way to go. And not to mention that the Justice Department would be allowed to redact or to withhold private information, as well as any information that might jeopardize an ongoing investigation. And we see the groundwork being laid in President Trump's request of Attorney General Pam Bondi to investigate the ties between Epstein and various high-ranking individuals in the government. So I'm hopeful but skeptical, because there seem to be avenues that could block the release of the files ultimately, which is unacceptable.
And if that happens, what do you think is going to be the response to that? Because we have seen members of the public, members of the MAGA movement, the survivors, and now Republicans themselves calling for the release of these files, saying just how essential this is. What happens if what you say there is what eventually, I suppose, happens, that they are stopped from being fully published?
I think it will just fuel the mounting outrage and the mounting distrust among the general public and among the survivors, because the more efforts that are undertaken to hide this information and to keep it under wraps, the more suspicions are raised, the more people wonder what's in these files. What could it be that is so necessary to keep it from us, to keep it from being released to the public? Let's remember that had Epstein been tried in court, a lot of this information would have been released. It would have been a part of the public record, and these questions would have been settled.
And you talk about how difficult it is for the survivors to see Jeffrey Epstein still being protected from the grave. But we also see Ghislaine Maxwell now being moved to a different prison, where she seems to be getting more preferential treatment. How have the survivors responded to that?
Oh, goodness. It's one disappointment after another. There was finally some hope that in seeing Ghislaine Maxwell convicted of child sex trafficking, of luring and enticing young girls and minors to be sexually assaulted by Jeffrey Epstein, to see her convicted of child sex trafficking was so validating and so significant to them. So to see her receiving special perks, minimum security, playing with cute puppies is another slap in the face to the survivors. It makes them feel that they're not being taken seriously. Their voices are not being heard. After all, it's very disappointing.
Do they also want to see more from Andrew Windsor Mountbatten? I mean, there were calls obviously from Congress for him to come before them to answer questions, but we don't think that's going to happen.
100%. Any information at this point would be welcome information. And we know that Andrew of Windsor certainly has information. Whatever that information is, it would help in the mission of the survivors and of the public, which is simply truth seeking and accountability.
All right. Yasmin Meyer, thanks so much for taking the time to speak to us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.